There was a sharp opinion piece in the New York Times this week by a law professor who accused Yale University of paying private equity firms $480 million a year to handle the school's endowment while spending only $170 million on financial aid for students while tuition often rises. University of San Diego law professor Victor Fleischer sums up his argument this way.
As some of these endowments grow larger and larger, the group that benefits the most is not students, it's not faculty, it's the fund managers who manage the money. The point is, what is the endowment there to serve? The point is to advance teaching and research and scientific inquiry today. And if you think about the endowment as a rainy day fund, well, we had an experience a few years ago in the financial crisis where endowments lost money and universities were struggling. And it's striking that in those circumstances where you would expect the universities to tap into the endowment for a lot of support, they didn't. Instead, the focus was on growing the endowment back to the previous size.
Victor Fleischer cited Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, and the University of Texas for the same practice. His argument moved Malcolm Gladwell, the author and New Yorker writer, to fire off a barrage of tweets, including, "I was going to donate money to Yale, but maybe it makes more sense to mail a check directly to the hedge fund of my choice." Malcolm Gladwell joins us now. Thanks very much for being with us.
Not at all, Scott. Glad to be here.
What moved you to enter this fray?
Well, you know, I rarely tweet, but it turns out recently all I do is tweet about Ivy League schools and educational issues because I've gotten increasingly incensed at the inequality in American higher ed. There's a handful of schools that just have too much money.
Yale furnishes a statement which says that their endowment provides $1 billion a year, and that's fully a third of Yale's budget, which they say is much greater than the revenue they get from student tuition, and that more than half of their students receive financial aid. Now, doesn't that sound like a pretty good record?
Oh, it's a fantastic record. But the question is, do you need $26 billion to provide that level of service, A? And B, is our educational system better or worse off for having a very small number of schools with a massive amount of money and a very large number of schools who are hurting? Mm-hmm. So it's absolutely the case that Yale's doing fine. I'm not questioning that at all. And they're able to do great things with their money. I mean, you just have to walk through the Yale campus to see what money will buy you, which is a country club, right? Extraordinary facilities. But, you know, we have to look at this in the big picture. There are tons and tons of other students at other colleges who are carrying enormous debt loads through their 20s and even into their 30s because school has gotten so expensive.
What can Yale do about that, though?
I think they have to stand up and say, at the very least, we do not deserve to have tax-exempt status for our endowments. You know, it's one thing if a school has an endowment of $500 million that they are stretching a million different ways to meet the needs of its students to say that as a society, we should allow them to escape taxes so they can spend their money on education. That logic does not hold when you've got $35 billion in the bank, as Harvard does.
Another thing you tweeted about, Professor Fleischer had given several examples of some of the hedge fund managers who handle the Yale account giving $150 million contributions to Yale. He called it a symbiotic relationship. Your words were a little sharper.
To me, the core issue is not so much that, because I think people are free to pay money managers what money managers charge, and money managers are free to do with their money whatever they want. The issue is that all of this circular system is tax deductible. You and I and everyone else in America are subsidizing this activity. I'm happy to subsidize as a taxpayer things that I think are a worthwhile use of my money and things that I think advance the general cause of happiness and social justice in this country. I don't see why I should be subsidizing the $26 billion endowment of Yale so they can afford to spend $500 million each year paying their hedge fund managers. That's the issue. It's our money. Yesterday, I tweeted from a study that was done by this group called Nexus, which calculated the per student annual taxpayer contribution for different kinds of educational institutions in this country. So the value of all of the money taxpayers give institutions. So for the typical community college in this country, it comes out to $2,000 to $3,000 or $4,000 per student per year. For a typical state school, it's $10,000 per year. For Harvard, it's $48,000 a year. For Yale, it's $69,000 per student per year. And for Princeton, it's $105,000 per student per year of taxpayer subsidy. That's obscene. That's why I'm upset. That's why I go on these Twitter storms. And that's why people like Victor Fleischer write op-eds. Because there's something wrong with a society that spends 50 times more subsidizing the students at Princeton than it does subsidizing the students of a typical community college. That's wrong.
Malcolm Gladwell, his most recent book is David and Goliath. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Scott.